That feeling when you're standing at the edge of a massive life change.
Oh, absolutely. It's thrilling but terrifying.
Right. You're looking to start a completely new career. You sit down at your computer feeling, highly motivated, and you type a simple question into the search bar.
And then reality hits.
Exactly. Within like 5 minutes, you are entirely buried. You've got 20 tabs open, you are drowning in this official sounding jargon, and you're reading contradictory advice from random internet forums.
Yeah, it's a mess out there.
It really is. And suddenly you are caught in this fragmented, confusing web of information that makes you want to just, I don't know, close the laptop and walk away.
It is an incredibly common experience. I mean, that initial enthusiasm hits an absolute wall of bureaucratic noise.
Right.
What should be this exciting career transition suddenly feels like an insurmountable administrative hurdle.
Yeah.
And mostly, that's because you don't even know what your first step is supposed to be.
And that is exactly why we are doing this deep dive today. We want to welcome you into a conversation designed to completely cut through all of that noise.
Which is desperately needed.
Today, we're focusing on a very specific, authoritative roadmap for getting a New Jersey life insurance license. We are looking at a wealth of material here, plain English explainers, scenario breakdowns, and strategic guides.
All designed to clear up the industry jargon that trips so many people up.
Exactly. And that is the core mission for us today. We are going to untangle the massive confusion that exists between simply taking a test and the actual real-world process of getting licensed.
Because having all the right information is completely useless if you're executing the steps backward.
Right.
I mean, knowledge is only valuable when it's applied in the correct sequence.
That is so true. By the time we wrap up this deep dive, you are going to have a crystal clear roadmap so you know exactly what your next smartest move is. And I am so glad to have you here to help navigate this because, well, there is a lot of psychological friction we need to unpack.
I'm looking forward to it. It really is amazing how much of that friction simply disappears when you organize the information correctly, and when you understand the why behind the rules.
So before we get into the literal step-by-step directions, we actually need to correct the map you might currently be holding in your head.
This is a crucial first step.
Because right out of the gate, I noticed a massive misconception in the research. When people get interested in this career, they go online and they overwhelmingly search for exact phrases like NJ insurance license exam or state life insurance exam.
Right, they always focus on the exam.
Yeah, but the reality is they aren't just trying to take a test. They're really asking, how do I actually get licensed and start working? Why is everyone so completely fixated on the word exam?
Well, what's fascinating here is the psychology behind that specific search behavior. Students naturally view a final exam as the biggest, most intimidating milestone.
Oh, for sure. It's like the ultimate boss fight.
Exactly. It's the ultimate gatekeeper. So, because of the anxiety surrounding that test, the human brain tries to simplify the threat.
Makes sense.
Students mentally collapse an entire multi-step licensing journey into this one single event. They make the exam synonymous with becoming a licensed agent.
But they aren't the same thing at all.
No, it is fundamentally incorrect.
Okay, let's unpack this because that distinction feels really important.
It is. Think about it like building a house. Getting licensed is the entire construction process from start to finish.
Okay, I like that analogy.
So in this scenario, the pre-licensing education phase, that's pouring your concrete foundation.
Got it.
Then the exam prep phase, where you do your practice quizzes and all that, that is putting up the wooden framing.
Right.
And the real estate exam,
Yeah.
that is just inspection day.
Wait, I have to stop you there and push back on this a little bit.
Sure, go ahead.
If the exam is just inspection day, why is the internet absolutely flooded with people telling students to just skip the steps or just memorize the cheat sheet?
Oh, I see that all the time.
Right. If you look at the comments on almost any video about this, people are constantly looking for the hack to just get past the inspector. If it's just an inspection, why can't I just memorize the answers and be done with it?
Because human nature loves a shortcut, especially when we are feeling overwhelmed. But follow that house analogy to its logical conclusion.
Okay.
If you jump straight to inspection day without pouring a solid concrete foundation first, what happens?
The house falls down.
You guarantee a structural collapse. In the context of the New Jersey life insurance license, that means failing the exam. You cannot hack your way past a foundational lack of knowledge.
Because the test is actually designed to catch that, right?
Exactly. The examiners know people try to memorize the textbook. They expect it.
Sneaky.
So they write the questions to test comprehension and application, not just rote memorization.
Ah, I see.
If you only memorize vocabulary words, but you don't understand how a life insurance policy actually functions in a real-world scenario, the wording of the exam questions will easily trick you. You just can't fake a foundation.
That makes so much sense. You can't fake a foundation. So now that we understand the exam is merely the inspection, let's look at the actual blueprint for building this house.
This way.
Where do you even start? Before you even buy a book, the data says you have to decide your line of authority. Now, to a total beginner, that sounds like intense legal jargon. What does that actually mean?
It does sound intimidating, I'll give you that. But a line of authority is simply the state's official term for the specific category of products you were legally permitted to sell.
Okay.
The state treats different types of insurance completely differently.
So selling life insurance is a different line of authority than selling like auto insurance or property insurance.
Precisely. You have to know what kind of house you are building before you buy the materials. For our focus today, the line of authority is specifically life insurance.
Okay, so step one is deciding that line of authority.
Yeah.
Once you know what you are authorized to study, you move to the required learning phase, which is known as pre-licensing. This is step two.
Yes, and this is that crucial foundational step we just talked about.
Right.
This is where the deep, broad education happens. This is where you learn the concepts, the terminology, the state regulations, and the fundamental mechanics of how life insurance actually protects a family.
But here is where I got genuinely confused when I was looking through the source materials.
Oh, where did you get stuck?
Well, you do this massive pre-licensing course, but then there is a totally separate phase step three called exam prep. Honestly, aren't those just two words for the exact same thing?
Not at all.
I mean, if I'm doing pre-licensing, aren't I prepping for the exam?
They sound identical, but they are incredibly different. And confusing the two is a major reason why smart people fail.
Really?
Yes. Pre-licensing is the foundation. Exam prep is the performance layer.
The performance layer? What do you mean by that?
Well, pre-licensing is about understanding the material conceptually,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking it all in. Exam prep is about understanding how that material will be tested under pressure.
Oh, I see.
Think of it like music. Pre-licensing is learning how to read sheet music and play a song on the piano in your living room.
Nice and relaxed.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exam prep is practicing playing that exact same song on a stage with a blinding spotlight in your face while a judge literally stands over you with a stopwatch.
Wow. Okay, that perfectly captures the anxiety of it.
Exam prep sharpens the broad knowledge you gained in pre-licensing so you can perform under the highly specific time conditions of a multiple choice test.
Which naturally leads into the next critical step, step four, taking practice and mock exams. And from what I'm seeing, this isn't just an optional extra credit assignment.
Absolutely not. It is a vital checkpoint.
Right.
It is the dress rehearsal. A mock exam reveals the weak spots in your framing before the real inspector shows up.
That makes sense.
If you skip the mock exam, your first time experiencing that spotlight pressure is on the actual test day,
yeah.
when your money is on the line.
Nobody wants that. So assuming you survive the dress rehearsal, you finally sit for the real exam. That's step five.
And if you have diligently poured the foundation, built the framing, and done the dress rehearsal, the actual test day shouldn't be a terrifying hurdle.
It should feel pretty familiar by then.
Exactly. It really just becomes a formal confirmation of what you already know.
But the journey doesn't actually end when you hand in your test. That's step six. Because passing the exam doesn't magically put a physical license in your hand and a client across the table from you.
No, it certainly doesn't.
There is a whole operational side to this ecosystem.
That's right. The testing facility simply tells the state that you passed. The state of New Jersey still has to officially process your application, run your background checks, and formally approve your license.
So, if you are listening to this right now, I want you to pause and check in with yourself. Think about that progression we just mapped out. Choosing your authority, pre-licensing, exam prep, mock exams, the real test, and state onboarding.
It's a very logical flow.
It is. Which exact step are you currently on? Because a huge piece of advice from the sources here is to stop asking, what can I study next? And start asking, where am I on the map?
That is profound.
If you are trying to take a mock exam before you finished your pre-licensing foundation, you are going to drive yourself absolutely crazy.
It is entirely about situational awareness. If you don't know where you are on the map cannot help you.
But here is the thing that really caught my attention. Even with a perfectly logical six-step sequence, students still manage to wander off the path and fail.
All the time.
Why? Because the terrain is filled with traps. And these aren't obvious pitfalls.
Now, they're incredibly subtle. The most dangerous traps don't look like mistakes when you are making them. They look like progress.
Let's deconstruct some of these mix-ups, because understanding why they happen is half the battle. We already touched on the first major trap, which is believing the exam is the entire process.
Yes, trap number one.
People just get tunnel vision.
Exactly. And when you treat a single checkpoint as the entire journey, you naturally rush. You look for shortcuts. You fail because you disrespect the sequence leading up to the test.
But the second trap is way more insidious. It goes back to that confusion between pre-licensing and exam prep.
Trap number two. This one catches so many people.
Beginners constantly blur these two together, mostly because, well, physically they look identical. You are sitting at a desk, looking at a screen, reading material. It feels like the same activity.
It feels identical, but cognitively, your brain is doing two completely different tasks.
How so?
As we established, pre-licensing is expansive. You are building mental models and connecting complex ideas. Exam prep is reductive.
Reductive, okay.
It focuses entirely on rapid recall, managing a ticking clock, and decoding trick questions. If you try to use broad pre-licensing materials a day before your test, you will feel completely overwhelmed by the sheer volume of information.
And conversely, if you try to use a quick exam prep cheat sheet to learn the foundational principles of life insurance,
you will have massive, dangerous gaps in your understanding. You might know a definition, but you won't know how to apply it.
That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is the third trap, and I found this one fascinating, mostly because it involves a classic case of mistaken identity. People constantly confuse a company called PSI with the state of New Jersey.
Oh, this happens everywhere, not just in New Jersey.
Barely.
Yeah. PSI is simply the testing vendor. They provide the software and the physical testing centers.
But because students spend so much time interacting directly with PSI, you know, scheduling on their website, showing their ID to a PSI employee, taking the test on a PSI computer, they start to believe PSI is the one actually granting them the license.
It is confusing the messenger with the sender. PSI merely handles the logistics.
Right.
Passing the PSI exam just means you fulfilled one requirement. The state of New Jersey is the actual regulatory authority. They hold the power.
Okay, we need to talk about the final trap, trap number four, because this one blew my mind. I think this is the most dangerous psychological hurdle of them all.
It probably is.
It is the trap of believing that completing a course equals readiness. Finishing a pre-licensing course gives students this immense false sense of security. They hit 100% on a progress bar, and they suddenly feel invincible. Why does our brain trick us like that?
This raises an important question. What does a digital progress bar actually measure?
I mean, completion, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It measures time spent and pages turned. It measures completion. It absolutely does not measure competency.
Oh, wow.
The cognitive trap here is something called the fluency illusion.
The fluency illusion, what is that?
Well, when you read a textbook, the information is laid out clearly. It makes sense as you read it. Because the text is fluent, your brain assumes its ability to recall that information is also fluent.
That is so tricky.
You think, I recognize this, therefore I know it. But recognition is not the same as recall.
Recognizing a correct answer when you are casually reading is totally different from pulling that answer out of thin air while a clock is ticking down.
Exactly. Completing a task feels exactly like achieving mastery, and they are wildly different things.
Yeah.
The shock of the actual testing environment, where you suddenly have to rely on recall instead of recognition, breaks that false confidence immediately.
You check the box, you feel a hit of dopamine, and you think, great, I'm going to ace this. And then you walk into the inspection with a house that looks finished on the outside but has absolutely no internal support.
And the structure collapses.
So having mapped the route and having flagged these cognitive traps, it is time to figure out exactly what you listening right now should do today. We need actionable next steps.
Definitely.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The data breaks down the audience into three distinct student scenarios. I want you to listen to these and self-identify. Figure out which one of these sounds exactly like you.
Scenario one is the true beginner.
Okay.
This is the person who hasn't started anything yet. They're standing at the bottom of the mountain. They really want the career, but they're entirely frozen by the overwhelming amount of choices. They just don't know what to buy or where to start.
What is their immediate next move?
They need a sensible first purchase to stop spinning their wheels. For the true beginner, the primary call to action is to simply start the foundational phase.
Right.
Specifically, getting onto the discounted exam FX pre-licensing path mentioned in the sources. This provides the immediate structure they need. It forces them to stop endlessly Googling and gets them actively moving on a blueprint.
Basically, stop researching how to build the house and just pour the concrete.
Precisely.
Okay, scenario two. The half-started student. This person has been bouncing between random forums, watching bits and pieces of YouTube videos, maybe reading some old notes they found on a Reddit thread, but they haven't actually committed to a formal path.
A very common place to be stuck.
They are studying, but they are studying chaos.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the half-started student is suffering from massive decision fatigue. Every single time they sit down to study, they have to spend 20 minutes just deciding what to study and where to find it.
That sounds exhausting.
It burns incredible amounts of willpower.
It creates so much friction.
Exactly. They need to drastically lower that friction by committing to a structured path. Just like the true beginner, they need to get onto the structured ExamFX path to formally organize their learning.
Just to get everything in one place.
Right. They have all this great motivation. They just need to channel that chaotic energy into sequential progress.
Structure is the ultimate antidote to overwhelm. Finally, scenario three, the false readiness student.
Ah, yes.
This is the person caught in that massive cognitive trap we just discussed. They finish their pre-licensing course. Their progress bar is beautifully sitting at 100%, but they haven't actually pressure tested their knowledge. Yet, they think they are ready for the real exam tomorrow.
This student is at the most critical juncture of all. Their very next move determines whether they pass or fail.
So what do they do?
For the false readiness student, their next move absolutely has to be a mock exam checkpoint.
A dress rehearsal.
Yes. They cannot walk into the real test without doing a dress rehearsal first. They must transition their brain from the foundation phase to the performance layer. They need that reality check to expose their weak spots before they pay for the real exam.
Now, before we bring this all together, there is an important compliance nuance in our research that I want to impartially clarify regarding the specific entities we've mentioned.
That's a good point to bring up.
You might hear about good agents, and you might hear about ExamFX. It's really important to understand the relationship there. Good agents acts as the front door guide. They provide the supplemental help, the strategic roadmap we are discussing, and the guidance to reduce your overwhelm. However, the actual legally accredited pre-licensing certification that the state demands comes strictly through their partner path, which is ExamFX. We just want to impartially report on how these two entities function based on the source material.
That is a crucial distinction for listeners to grasp. It's the exact difference between the architect who helps you understand your blueprints and the certified lumberyard that provides the legally approved materials required by the city inspector.
That's a great way to put it.
You absolutely need both to succeed, but they serve different, highly specific functions in the ecosystem.
Precisely. Good agents shows you the path ExamFX is the vehicle you drive on it. So what does this all mean?
Let's sum it up.
If we distill this entire deep dive down to its absolute essence, it is this. Getting your New Jersey life insurance license gets drastically easier when you stop treating the process like a chaotic mystery. It gets easier when you stop relying on fragmented advice from internet comment sections and you simply follow the sequence. You build the foundation, you frame the house, you do a mock inspection to test your recall, and then you pass the real inspection.
It is about trading anxiety for a sequence. When you trust the steps, the state exam stops being a terrifying, insurmountable barrier. And it simply becomes the logical next thing on your calendar.
So here is your final call to action. We want you to make a definitive decision right now based on the persona you identified with.
Don't just listen, act.
Right. If you haven't started yet, or if you are stuck in that exhausting half-started phase of studying chaos, your next move is to get on the structured ExamFX pre-licensing path. Lay your concrete foundation today.
Make that first step.
But if you are already deep into studying and you think you are finished, stop guessing. Take a mock exam. Pressure test your knowledge under timed conditions before you pay for the real thing. Know exactly where you are on the map.
And as you locate yourself on that map, I want to leave you with a final thought to consider that goes far beyond just passing a test.
I'd love to hear it.
We spent a lot of time today focusing on the mechanics of getting licensed. But look at the broader horizon of the financial industry. We are entering an era where artificial intelligence and complex algorithms can instantly process data, calculate premiums, and spit out policy quotes faster than any human ever could.
That is undeniably true. The technology is moving incredibly fast.
So if an AI can do the math, What is the value of the human agent?
Good question.
The value isn't in memorizing a textbook. The value is in human connection, empathy, and deep trust. When you sit across the kitchen table from a family who has just realized they are financially vulnerable, they don't need a human calculator.
No, they don't.
They need an expert they can trust with their future. We established earlier that the exam is simply inspection day for the house you're building. But think about this. Once you hold that license and actually start sitting across from families who need life insurance, nobody's going to ask you for your test score.
Wow, yeah.
They're going to rely on the structural integrity of your knowledge.
Yeah.
So if you rush the foundation just to pass the inspection, what happens when a real-world storm hits your business?